The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, right to your host of The Barrington Show, Barrington.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Barrington Show. Thank you for tuning in on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. Or it's not that great. We're a little damp and wet and a little chilly. However, it is still a great Sunday because we're alive. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for being a part of the show. We talk spirituality. We talk about our physical health. We talk about common sense. We talk about waking you up. We want you to rise up to the highest level of your consciousness and to be and find out who you are and learn your purpose. We ask you to step up with us to a higher level of your awareness and to be awoken. Wake up. See who you are. Learn that you're limitless. Understand that you're all that there is. You are the ocean as well as the waves in the ocean. You're all a part of everything, and we're attached to everything. Spirituality is our guide and common sense. The spirituality is considered our instinctive connection to all that there exists, all that there is. We are connected to it as it is to us. We're part of the body. We're visiting the body. We're borrowing the body. And when we're done, we give it back and we move on to what we are, which is a spiritual being. The body is on a loan. Oh, by the way, take good care of it because you'll need it for the duration of your time and your visit. Without it, you won't be here. You'll be in the spiritual sense. Wake up and understand you are connected to all that there is, and you are the greater part of everything that exists. You are the top shelf. You are who you are, and that is the creator of you. All the things that you'll become over your existence or your time here is a thought that you would have had about yourself, or maybe a direct message that was sent to you from another person in the means of making them better. Nobody's going to get your message for you. You get your message yourself. You need to connect yourself to spirituality and receive the blessings or the goodness of all that there is. If we're busy criticizing or comparing ourselves to someone else, we miss our mark. We will never find out who we are. A day in being yourself is better than a life of being somebody else. Take some time to get to know you. A day in being yourself and knowing who you are is better than a lifetime of pretending that you're someone else. Take that step, take that message, learn who you are. Welcome to the Barrington Show. Thank you. We do this every Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. We talk about spirituality. We talk about philosophy. We wake you up. We ask you to wake up. Join us. Today, we want to talk about you, me, the whole world being perfect. And it's a stretch for a lot of people because most of us don't understand the fact that we are, in fact, perfect. You are absolutely perfect. And when I ask that question of someone, the first thing they say is, no, they're not. And I usually play with them by saying, well, tell me what you think your imperfections are. And there's no answer to that question. Or what would a perfect person, perfect you be like? And yet there's no answer to that question either. So if you don't have those answers, there's a great possibility that you yourself could be perfect and you're unaware of it because others may have told you otherwise. You're absolutely perfect. And if you don't believe me and you could prove me otherwise, please do that. If you look in the mirror and you see the reflection of yourself, look at how perfectly matched it is. And that is the true you. If you make the mistake and step out of that box and start comparing yourself to another person, yes, you will feel as if there's something wrong with you. Suppose you can stop comparing yourself. Then you will absolutely wake up and realize that you are perfect. Without comparing, you'll realize you are perfect as you are. I know others will say, what about those who are born probably physically challenged, mentally challenged, or incapable? I would simply say, what is their purpose? And how do you know that's not a prop for the lesson that they're here to teach you? Are we just busy comparing them or us to them or them to us? I bet you any money the trees don't do that. I don't even think the animals do that. You know, the monkeys could say they're better at swinging on the vines as the alligators, I imagine, but they're still perfect as they are. And you are as perfect. You need to know that. Please know that about you. Thank you for joining the show. I just wanted to open up with that. And it will give you a lot to think about. And if you can tell me that you're not, then I would love to tell me how you're not. And I will prove to you that you are, which is our intent. Today, we're talking about you being perfect. We need for you to know that. I'm thanking all my listeners around the world for listening and tuning in. Everybody near and far, old-time listeners, old-time supporters, as well as new listeners. Thank you all for joining and thank you for coming. Thank you for listening and welcome home to everybody. You have found spirituality, the place where you're supposed to be, how we lived for many, many, many generation or lifetime before somebody else told us we weren't good enough or started comparing us. Welcome home. This is where you belong. This is where you get your connection to all that there is. This is the life we lived before we started acting greedy and taking advantage or misleading or trying to say others aren't as good or as important. Welcome home. You have found it. Thank you. And as you know, we're talking about, I've said that you are perfect. And I do want you to prove me wrong. That would be interesting, but the whole topic will give you something to think about. Every time you're feeling lesser about yourself, every time you're feeling as if you're not up to snuff or you're not as good as, stop it right there, as good as whom? And if you are by yourself and you did show up here by yourself, why are you comparing yourself to another? For the gain or for the loss? Something's going on here. You're not feeling great about yourself or you're too big on yourself because the self that you're comparing yourself to is you. You are perfect and you need to know that. I've had this argument in school with many of the professors, and we talk about it all the time. And I would always say it, then I'll challenge you to prove otherwise. And because you cannot prove the non-existence, because it doesn't exist, that's why you can't prove it. You have to acknowledge the fact that you are who you are. And such in saying that, you are perfect. Stop comparing yourself. For as far back as I can remember, they put us in contests against each other, beauty contests or IQ tests or physical, you know, something from day one. We're trying to compete And if we don't measure up, then we start blaming ourselves. I'm not a fast runner as, say, Usain Bolt, but I don't need to be. It's not my profession. I know for sure I can't play ball like Shaquille O'Neal. I don't need to be. It's not my profession. And I'm not going to compare myself to them simply because I am me and they are they. They're them. But for what I do, I probably am a lot better at doing it than they are at doing what I'm supposed to be doing. So if you're not comparing yourself to someone, you will acknowledge the fact that you are perfect. And that's what we're talking about today, folks. You are perfect as you are. I need for you to know that. Have we got anything out there, sir?
Well, we have one email, and Gloria wrote in, and she says, "Wow, this is a positive show. Barrington, I really needed this today. Thank you for the topic." And if folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to The Barrington Show, and you can write in right now. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. Back to you, sir.
Thank you. Gloria, awesome. Thank you very much for that email. And I'm hoping that when you said you needed this today, I hope you can acknowledge the fact that you are the greatest entity that exists for you. And in order for you to help others and people in your community, you have to be 100% for yourself. And this is for Gloria and everybody else out there. Hold your head up and always be positive and be hot, happy. And if you start to eliminate the things in your life that's bringing you down, you will realize you were built to float. You were built to be happy and to be in love. You'll acknowledge that all the time. And that's where you want to put that thought in your mind. You will get from life what you planted, you will reap. So let's go ahead and plant a whole bunch of happy thoughts for everybody, everything, every situation, because you will get that back. And the benefits, you've just thrown out your boomerang or your spit in the sky, however you want to look at it, and be sure it is coming back. And I say this on a lot of the shows that we've talked about. Don't send out bad, negative thoughts, especially towards another. Wish them well. And that will propel you to do awesome or excellent in everything you set your mind forth. It's a boomerang it's going to come back. So going back to what Gloria was saying, you needed that today. I hope it's going to be very good for you and everybody else who's listening to this. And you need to understand, yes, you are in fact perfect. And don't be telling me, anybody, you're not as tall as or as fast as or as rich as or as strong as or as pretty as, because the as is not relative to your life. Your life is as it is. So make the thought, the belief, the everything that's relevant to your existence be the positive side of everything. And if you're not comparing yourself to another person, I guarantee you, you'll be happy. And that's where we aim to be. Wake up. This is what we want you to do. And acknowledge the fact that you were created by the creator, and you will acknowledge that your creator is perfect. Then how could you assume he's made a mistake in your creation? It's not possible. Perfect from perfect equals perfect. I think it is not possible. So you have to know that if you're not feeling it, if you're not saying it about yourself, if you're not acting it, if you're not doing the happy dance, someone along the line or something along the line or some situation, I would imagine, has told you otherwise. And you're believing it. I know of a religion that tells you that you cannot be as good as that person. Therefore, it has submitted you right off the bat to be second-class citizen until you die. You cannot be as good, but try to be as good as, but you, it's not possible because they say that is perfection. I say all is perfection. the comparing to others that they've done, society has done, from as long, from the cute baby contest, you know, to the cute kids in the magazine. And it just continues until you're old, you know, you get through this life with the body. But somewhere along the journey, someone has convinced you that there's something wrong with you. Therefore, you're not perfect. And if you ask that person or that lecturer, that group, what is the reason you think I'm not perfect? They can't answer, but they just have to give you that and you buy it and you swallow it and you carry it through life. You are made in the image of all that there is. You may, and I said this earlier, ask yourself, why do some seem taller or shorter or bigger or smaller, disabled physically, disabled mentally, however it may seem? How do you know that's not their purpose, as they're teaching us a lot? Everybody you meet will be your teacher. So you can't assume the guy in the ghetto, in the gutter, drunk and dirty, and, you know, probably haven't seen shower for many years and doesn't seem to have a lot of money, and he probably smells. You can't assume he's not teaching you something, because he is. And if you pay attention to every single teacher in your path, my God, are you going to be wise? You're going to be woken up. You'll be realized. You'll be fully in contact with the spiritual existence that's within you. You'll be awake. Because every time you meet someone, they're teaching you something. Everybody is perfect. And if you can't see that, at least acknowledge the fact that you are. Therefore, when you've come to terms with you being perfect, you will now learn that others are just the same, as perfect as you. Wake up. You are perfect, and you need to know that. And let nothing, no one, no man, no woman tell you otherwise. And if they're about to do that, walk away. Because they're misinformed, and in doing so, and they're so far behind that they will miss out on what is supposed to be their truth. So if they're selling you something that is putting you at a lesser cause, a disadvantage in the race, walk away. It's not for you. Wake up is what we talk about. Wake up, everybody. This is what we say. You are perfect. Okay, you are the ocean as well as the wave. You're all a part of everything that exists, as it is a part of you. Wake up. Wake up. You are perfect. Now, hearing this, and I hope this is not the first time you've heard it. You may have heard it elsewhere and disagreed because, you know, you've been convinced otherwise, or brainwashed, I should say convinced otherwise, that you're not, but that's a story you're telling yourself. And every time you say that about you, you're taking one step backwards or further away from your own truth or your own identity. When we see somebody who we are labeled as unfortunate or more fortunate than us, we're making a judgment call and we compare ourselves to them, as we shouldn't do. And as a result of me comparing myself to somebody, if it's for the positive side, I'm going to feel as if I didn't cut out. Something's missing. Something's wrong. Why am I not like him? You know, I'm at the same age. I'm at the same whatever. How come he seems to be further ahead than me? And this is me. What is his purpose versus what's my purpose? And which race are we running together? Therefore, we should be at the same starting line and waiting for the starting gun to go off so we can equally run and be competitive throughout life. What if that is not your race? What if your purpose in that race is to feed the runners or cut the grass and make the turf nice, or, you know, prepare the tent or be the massage person? Everybody has a role to play. We're all interconnected. There's a play that's going on, and we're all a part of it. So don't compare your role to the main actors or the truck drivers or the carpenter that built the studio or the electrician who may have lit it. The point being, we all have a role to play. Therefore, we can't compare or compete with each other. Yours is different than mine. You are perfect as you are. But when you step out of that box and a thought that tells you, reminds you that you are, you compare yourself to another person, then you start to feel lesser about you, or maybe more advanced about you, which isn't always bad. But the story today is about the fact that as you are perfect. And you are perfect to everybody you meet as they are to you. Remember, you are perfect. And this is where you need to live and understand. Do not have somebody, something, somewhere convince you otherwise. And we all know the long-term effect of being exposed to anything. You become a part of it because you believe it or you disagree with it. The longer you spend thinking about it, the more it becomes a part of your existence. And if you're in a trail or a thought or a hole of negativity, you're going to follow that throughout life. And then if you do that long enough, the body remembers the movement and the actions and everything that is a part of it and remind you when you step out of boundaries to get back in line and do this. Because the body takes the memory as well, right? And most of us after age 49 starts living in a memory. It's 9, I should eat. It's Sunday, I should go to church. It's 5, I should be done work. It's 6 a.m., I should be dressed up for work. The body will do all that for you without you having to give thought. And the longer you do it, it'll start driving you to work where you're not even subconsciously aware of it, consciously aware of it, and you just go through the routine of following the breadcrumbs. Yeah, of following the breadcrumbs. You get used to it. And when you lose sight of where they are, you'll nudge yourself and catch up to them and keep going. Do not be convinced that what has been said to you thus far has been the truth. You need to know that you are perfect. And everything that's within everybody is within you. You are perfect. That's what we're talking about today. Thank you very much for joining us. You're listening to Barrington on RealityRadio101.com. Thank you for being a part of our show. There's a book out there called Awaken and Ascension Guide. It talks about spirituality, talks about philosophy. It aligns you to your true purpose in life. It gives you the steps that is necessary to get you to understand who you are, your true purpose, to wake up and to be realized or to be woken up, to be sharp. It guides you there. It doesn't give you all the information. It just shows you the direction in which you want to start this journey, the journey of spirituality. As we grow, we're understanding so much. And as spirituality in the last few years, maybe 20 years, it just seems to be blowing up, it's taking off, and everybody's tapping into it. Why? Well, what is to be must be. What goes out there does come back. You throw a boomerang, it's coming back. So my point is, spirituality was the way we've lived long before the powers that be came in and changed everything and tell us how we should live, who we should listen to, what we should be guided by, and who we should follow. And here's a superstar that you could never be like him, but try to be good or close just like him sort of thing. No, your purpose to be like you. And that's what brings you to your being perfect. Awaken and Ascension Guide could be found at Amazon.com. Check it out. It's a good read, as well as you could go on the website and see all the shows that we've done. We're trying our best to label them. We talk about it every week, and the shows are now being labeled. Today, you will hear, or if you want to catch a show again, anytime, or any of the shows, yes, you go to heami.com. Heami. BarringtonAwaken.com. I'm so sorry. He am I, BarringtonAwaken.com. You could see us there all the time and check out the show that you find to be the good one and listen to it as often as you can. We try to get your mind tuned into spirituality so it's there all the time. The more it's on your mind, like anything else, you're going to follow into that trend. You're going to go towards the feel that it's setting for you. The mind is setting, prepping the body to do all these things. And I'll tell you one thing that I've noticed through me, as well as friends and others. You spend a long time thinking and doing, acting and being a part of spirituality, you'll find that you become more nature oriented, more nature adapt, more in line with the ways of nature, more innocuous, a little less aggressive, finding the truth. And you just have to spend time doing it. What you're doing right now is absolutely perfect. It's just exposing yourself to the possibilities of another life, another way, another method. And if you look at spirituality and see the growth and everybody's tapping into it, we are going back to what we were a part of, how we were sent, meant to be. The more time you spend there, you want to meditate, you want to eat properly. And that's one of the things I noticed right off the jump of getting into it, is the fact that we have to give the body the proper nutrients, the proper food. And you generally just go towards it because you're part of that environment now. It's like when you're chilly and you're outside, naturally you move towards warmth. Grab a blanket. Sometimes it's done subconsciously, but you are tapping into the source of the guide that's going to take you home and give you the information that you so need. Spend your time there. Your mind is going to be there. It'll wake you up. And you'll notice, like I said, you want to spend more time taking care of the body. Naturally, you will just start taking better care of yourself. It means that you're more consciously alert, more consciously aware. You understand that this body is the physical vehicle that gets you there, and you must take care of it. And the longer you spend studying, listening, following, preaching, meditating, anything you're doing, reading with your spirituality, without any action on your part, you start to become a little more innocuous. Yes. Have we got anything else?
We have two emails. Pete writes in and he says he is definitely enjoying the show today from Toronto. Enjoy the rest of the day. That's from Peter or Pete. Irene wrote in and she says, Barrington, I love your creation theory. Wow. That's all. And that's from Irene. And back to you.
Thank you for that. My creation theory? Okay. It's not mine. It's there. It's out in the world. I'm glad you're loving it. I'm enjoying the fact that you're talking about it. Experience yourself. Walk out in life. Step up in life. Open up to life. Allow yourself to just be you. Just be you. Be yourself. And don't follow the trend of others because it's not for you. What is for you is a good trend, is to be happy. That is for you. And I want to say this to everybody. Another person's opinion of you is not your business. How they perceive, see, or judge, or evaluate you really has nothing to do with you. It's all on them. Another person's opinion of you is none of your business. So don't get caught up in thinking somebody's saying something against you or about you that you don't like. It's their opinion. It has no effect on you whatsoever. That's all. I'm just saying, another person's opinion of you is none of your business. So don't mind what they say. Concentrate on you. Focus on you. Learn to be the best you that you could be. So thank you very much for that, Irene. Pete, thank you for the email from Toronto. You're there. You're supportive of our show. You're supporting our show. And thank you for loving it. We talk about what we talk about, and we generally try to get people involved in understanding and even to give them the idea of one day saying, what if it is possible? And to give it a thought. It costs you nothing, but you may gain, will gain everything. And this is the understanding of studying and walking into spirituality and making it a part of you. You are a part of that great wave, as well as you are that great wave, as we are the existing force, the God on this planet. You are connected to all that there is. I want to talk a little bit about karma. And I know I do this a lot and step out from what we're talking about you being perfect, and just a little bit on karma, the law of karma. And I've talked about it in the past, and it's important to me today because I had this wonderful experience of seeing karma playing out, and I'm trying to explain to the person who it's being played out on, and they are not getting it at all. Like, no way. Unfortunately, I can't tell you what the event is. So karma is the tool that will guide you through. And if you treat it well, it will serve you well. And if you abuse it, it will do just the same. If you take from others, you must know that you're going to pay it back. If you deceit or rob or whatever you put out there, if you're sending bad vibes, and I said that earlier today, to another person, be sure it's coming back in one way, some form or another. You do not get to walk through life in this existence and steal the man's chicken. And don't think down the road somebody's not going to steal your pig. The lesson is in there for you to learn and tie the two together. You did the stealing first, and then karma sent and came back and took something from you in payment of that theft or whatever you've drummed up. So if you take it, it will be taken back from you. And I'm not guessing this. You've heard people say, oh yeah, God will get them. It's not God. It's the karmatic way of life. Your cup is full. And if you take from others to put into yours, you're going to add to it. And some of yours is going to spill out. And then later on, you're going to have to pay for it. It does come back. If you take it, you will have to pay for it. You're not shelling out the $2 that the item is worth today, but somewhere down the road, you'll be shelling out $40 to pay for a ticket or something that's tied to the karmatic way of life. It's the yin and the yang. It is the balance of everything, all that there is. You must have the opposite to understand the positive. You must understand the negative to learn the positive. You must know west before you can tell me where east is, or you can't tell me where up is if you're unsure, if you're not sure where down is. It's the balance in life you cannot take and not have it taken back from you. You are entitled to do, fend, create for yourself. If you take from others, and I'm not only talking about the physical take, you know, I'm not just suggesting that you go and physically steal somebody's porcupine. I'm talking if you're taken advantage of, same concept. If you're abusing, which is taken advantage of, same concept. If you dish it out, be prepared to accept it because it's coming back. Same concept. I want to talk about karma because I need for you to understand whatever you're paying for now, go back and look at how you had not paid for it in the past. And if you haven't done any of that and you're not paid back anything, good for you. Plant some really good seeds moving forward. You know that whole concept, as the church says, say so many Hail Marys or whatever. You're not going to be forgiven for your debt. You still have to pay it. There's no guy sitting behind the box and says, yeah, throw 25 cents in that box and say 15 Hail Marys and you'll be forgiven. No. You're paying for it. So the trick is not to take it. You may have heard me say, if it's not yours, don't take it. Because you will be paying for it. And that's our karmatic value. And you don't know. Today you're strong and you're healthy. And you could say, whatever, I can manage this. Yeah, but what if the payment is not due until you're not able to manage? And you may have lost your marbles in your memories and can't remember why you're paying this debt. But you will pay for it. I read a story a while ago where the policeman pulled over a driver and he was very, very harsh on him and took advantage of him and treated him really badly and gave him a ticket and harassed him. And the policeman did this whole thing to him and the guy took his beatings, of course he did, and walked away. But before he left, he says, "You will pay for this. You will pay for this." And when the policeman retired and got in his older years and he's in a nursing home and he's waiting for his bath that he's going to get in the very later part of his life, and he's been waiting for a couple of days maybe before he gets this bath, this big butchy woman walks in, picks him up and drops him in the hot water and washes him off and everything. And he's screaming to himself, "What did I do to get this treatment from such a horrible person?" And the answer came clear to him. That's the policeman's grand. That's the guy you gave the ticket to. That's his granddaughter. Karma is a bitch. And I'm telling you, don't be prepared. Don't say you want to pay the consequence, because you will never find it fair. When you take from others, you have absolutely no idea the impact that they have. Do not do it. Karma does not forget. Remember that. I just thought I'd throw that in there. Today, we're still talking about you being perfect, so you don't have to worry about any of these karma things. When you make a mistake, or what you register as a mistake, how do you know that's not the lesson that you are to learn? How do you know that the person that you've labeled has done you wrong isn't come here to teach you not to get involved with this or not to get involved with that? Or you wanted to experience that whole involvement, so you become a part of it. You are perfect. You need to know that. And in me saying all of this perfect stuff today about everybody who's being perfect, you also have to understand that the world that you live in is also perfect. Yeah, I hear bells going off right now. You're talking about the wars and the disadvantages and all these things that we see in the world. Well, I would like to say, who are you comparing? Which world are you comparing ours to? Which, is there another world that's going on that no one's told me about, and they're stealing from each other, they're hurting one another, they're robbing each other, they're throwing bombs at one another? Is there another world like that that I don't know of? Please enlighten me. But in the meantime, let's talk about the one that we have, and what are you comparing it to? Just like I said, with you, who are you comparing yourself to, and what are you comparing this? This world is perfect. It's hard to see. And sufferation, everybody likes to use. I hate that word because you can't really tell me what it means. You can guess. And when you say someone is suffering, something is suffering, I will question that to the end. How do you know that's not their calling? Which world are you comparing ours to? The world is perfect. It's been bent out of shape a little bit, I think. I don't know that it was supposed to be going this direction or that should have happened, but it is teaching us a whole bunch of stuff. Accept the fact that you are perfect. You are a part of a perfect world. You may not agree with every single thing that's going on, but in order for you to get a true understanding of it, you're going to have to tell me what the purpose of those people who are doing these things, what is their purpose? And the only way you could do that is by finding yours. You are perfect, as the world is perfect. And this is probably what you don't want to hear, because you're struggling accepting that fact as much as somebody else is struggling accepting the fact that they're God. Because we were told things long time ago that make us know that we're not perfect. And that is so wrong. They even go as far as telling you that you can never be perfect. Wow. Who are they? You are. You need to understand that. It's not in an egoic way or for you to walk around and be arrogant. It's for you to wake up and accept thyself, know thyself, and accept who you are. That's what it's about. You are perfect, and the world that you live in is perfect. Now, let's just move ahead a little bit and try to get you to be happier in this perfect world as a perfect person. And that's by taking care of the body and eating properly, resting it properly, grooming it as necessary. Be happy, treat it with happiness. Now that you know that you are perfect, I hope that you act accordingly. And all the things that you may experience, how do you know it wasn't meant to be? How do you know that car accident that you saw wasn't a lesson for you? Or even the one that you're a part of? Or the victims that we often feel bad for? How do we know their purpose? Learn yours. Take some time, study, and learn yours. That's what matters. And at the end of the day, you'll be a happy person. That's what you want to do. Let's not compare ourselves. We're all perfect. We're all created in perfection. This means that we're all perfect. We're created by perfection. Know that. Know that. Please know that. And I would like for those who want to challenge this to tell me how they're not perfect without the comparison to others. That's all. Because you won't be able to answer that question. You're trained to think that you're not. And in doing that, you train your children to think that. And some of us go as far as saying, nah, you can't do that. Oh, you'll never do that. You won't amount to that. No, forget it. It's not you. Can you hear that? You saying that? Or it's coming to you from someone else? How is that even possible for us as a spiritual being to come to a point where we start telling a story that we don't understand the root of it, that you can't. There's no such thing. You are perfect. And whatever it is that you want to do or be, it is within your reach. You are perfect. That you need to know. Have we got anything else?
Oh, let's see here. Yes. Stan wrote in and he says, a lot of things that you talk about and preach every week about if it's not yours, don't take it, etc. Isn't that biblical regarding the Ten Commandments? And that is from Stan. Back to you.
Stan, biblical, the answer could be yes in a short note. The Bible was created by everything that exists on this planet. Therefore, it's a part of all of it. I think a lot of it was probably changed or manipulated to suit some or a small group of others, people. But yeah, if it's true, it's teaching you how to live right. This is what spirituality is. And when you say biblical, you're saying that a religion of sort. And I've said to you many times that all the religion leads towards the ocean of spirituality, much like all the rivers run towards the ocean of life. So it's all interconnected. What I'm saying is not, I'm not saying there's a horrible book out there or Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments, there's some truth. There's great truth to the book. I just think a lot of it might have been manipulated somewhere along the road. There's no hating here. If you are part of any religious group, open it up a little wider and see how it's connected to spirituality. The root, the full elephant, the mother of all, the big creation, the alpha, the boss, the spiritual existence. It's in you. It's around you. It's everywhere you go. It is the God that exists. It's all that there is. It's like air. It is you. The stuff I say, and thank you very much. It sounds like you've been listening to the show for a bit. I appreciate that, Stan. I love it. Now, all that I say all the time is teaching all of us how to just live among each other and learn to love each other and be respectful of one another and be a part of all that there is. You are me, and I am you. The he am I suggests that we're all connected to the same source. You have to imagine that all the rivers or the water of this planet is interconnected to each other. Even though we've separated them and divided them and given different names to them, the ocean water is not any different than the lakes of Ontario. They're connected. They're all connected. We are all connected to the spiritual existence. We choose, though, to follow this group. We choose to follow that group. It's as if they're doing a fight to get people to join a particular group. And we can only imagine what the benefits are, because somebody have to, something, some source, some entity has to benefit from purposely misguiding us. The Indigo children are now here to change the way life has been, or we've been bent so far out of our realm, out of our guides, out of our path that we need to be on. Somebody is coming back, some entity, some source. The Indigo children are coming back to guide us back to the path that is the one that's going to get us to live among ourselves in unity with tolerance. The war may start again. The war will die out. It's inevitable. But who's to tell what's going to come 5 million years from now when some other group realize, hey, we can do this. Let's create a story and tell them this story. And they will stick among them. I don't know how they planned it. But however, we're hearing stories. We're hearing stories. And if you don't believe that what you're hearing is a story, that's fine. Expose yourself to the spirituality, and it will internally teach you. How's that? Open the door, and it will internally teach you. Unless your group is out there telling you that the spiritual freedom and awareness is the devil. Avoid it. Wow. They're good. Expose yourself to the spirituality and you will be connected to the intuitive way of life. You'll be connected and be given the instructions of life. And if someone is telling you to avoid that because it's the devil, that someone is full of, well, let's just say the devil for me being nice. It cannot be. It doesn't work that way. I know there is no devil down there, as they say, or up here or next to me. It's just evil man and evil thoughts. And it's labeled. That's all it is. Evil man and evil person and evil thoughts, or greed or obsession. Just a thought. It governs you. And we are told about the devil, much like we told our kids about the boogeyman. And they were deathly afraid to look under the bed. The light had to stay on. The closet door has to be open because they're afraid of the non-existence, right? Wow. Funny how things don't really change when they get older and we're still afraid of the non-existence. Just amazing. Without cause. And no matter how much you tell these youngsters that there's no boogeyman. There is no boogeyman. Yeah. Whatever you say, mom, dad. Yeah, sure. I know that there is. And you're still saying that. Yeah, I know there's a devil. You're still saying it. You need to stop it. You need to stop saying that. It's the thought. And if you started thinking positive about everything in life, it moves you into a positive direction and like-minded people who think the same way. Birds of a feather will always flock together. And if you're all moving in that direction of positivity, then you'll realize that the negative thing is just a bad thought. And there is no guy with a pointy tail and red horns. I think it's a red suit and point, I don't know. Well, you know what he looks like. There is no such thing. It's just evil thought. And of course, if there's no hell, you also have to assume, if there's no devil, there can't be a hell, you know, because where would he live? And if there's no hell, then of course there cannot be another opposite of the hell, but we're not going to go into that. You're there now. You're there now because you experience the fact that you are absolutely perfect and all that's within your life is great and you're doing fantastic. And you're not to compare yourself with Tom, Dick, or Harry, or Susan. You are an entity within yourself, though you're connected to all that there is. You are the wave, and I've said this. You're also the ocean, because you're part of all that there is. You're part of the ocean. You're part of the universe. But I know that you are perfect. And for many years, we've had debates about this issue. And, you know, some agree and some don't agree. But I have to say the ones who don't agree just didn't expose themselves to the possibility that they need not. They don't need to be compared to anyone. We love the competition. We love the races. We love the fights. I'm a boxing fan. I love watching somebody win. But you also have to step back and realize that if they were being trained to think we're better than the next, what is wrong with us? Why do we need this? Why do we feel we need to be better than someone else? I guarantee you the tree is not out there having that conversation. I don't know that the monkeys are saying they're better off than the lions or the turkey versus the pig, because at the end of the day, at Thanksgiving, they're both on the same table serving the same purpose. I hope you get that. At the end of the day, it becomes the same. So the comparison is not necessary, but it's entertaining to us. And maybe it's because entertaining to you is simply because you haven't figured out a way to entertain yourself and you're waiting for others to do it. They put you in front of a big TV and give you a can of beer and put your foot up in the lazy boy chair and watch TV while your mind goes at rest and you don't get the opportunity to be creative. So you're being programmed. Wake up. You're just being programmed. Wake up. Understand that you are the God. You are perfect. You don't need another to entertain you or to keep you occupied. You're able to do this on your own. Wake up. Have we got anything there?
No, we do not.
Okay, thank you. We don't need to be entertained by others. We can do it ourselves. If you love playing music, play it for people. If you love singing and dancing, do the same. But we do not need to rely on another person to entertain us, to be the cause or give us the happiness or the joy. We possess all the qualities that exist to create this thing. But there's a group of people out there that will create this comfortable setting for you. Amazing. And you could put your foot up and have a cold drink and turn on this device and you're good. Well, they're making the money because you had to buy all that product, right? And you're good though. You watch sports and you know they're making millions and stuff like that. And you're just programmed to watch it. And some of us will beeline like crazy to get home to see that the match or that thing. And we have this TV can't be big enough that reinforces the programming for you of realizing that you're not a perfect person. Just that. You're just not a perfect person because you are focused on the message that's being sent to you by somebody else who's making money off it. And you focus on this, what I call the tell lie vision. Because all it does, it makes you feel bad about you. Because you were told a long time ago to be compared to. You know, from way back, our test scores, our IQs, our exercises in the gym class, or the baby photos on the wall. Oh, cute baby. Oh, not so cute baby. And we go through all of this in our all everyday life. Do we even know the life we're living today is near the truth? Because you were told how to act, who you are, how to be obedient or disobedient or spunky or not spunky. You were told. But how do you know before all this telling went on what you were doing, what you were supposed to be doing? What's your purpose? Because I know once you acknowledge the fact that you are perfect and act accordingly, you will see a lot of the things around you doesn't make sense. They're not there for you. They're there for the other person to benefit from. And as you focus on your Tell Live vision and you're paying hundreds of dollars a month just to have the ability to see what's going on in the world, which upsets you, makes you sad. But you're paying a whole bunch of money to be sad. So go ahead and knock yourself out. Because you're not happy with what you've seen many times. I was talking to a friend of mine a while back, and we're talking about going to school to study law, the lawyers, and I said I backed out because I didn't want to hear certain things. And yeah, you can argue there's things, other things you could do. Yes, there is, but the whole idea of just going into that entity, that source, just wasn't appealing anymore because I refused to hear certain things. I don't want to hear them because they have an influence on us, on me, on my views. Pretty much the way you have spent your entire life being influenced by something that was told to you. And you now take it as truth. And if anybody was to tell you otherwise, you go after them aggressively to prove what you don't even know, which is not possible. You can't prove the unknown because it's unknown. And not unknown, it doesn't exist. Can't prove the non-existence because it doesn't exist. Wake up. That big Tell Live vision that you've got, it's only making you feel bad about yourself. Wake up. You feel fantastic when you're watching that sports or whatever it is, or that series that you love so much, and you get that, yeah, that wow factor at the end. How much time did you pay to get that? How much time of your quality did you spend to get that? How much did you pay? How much did you sacrifice to get that? Was that juice worth the squeeze? The time invested, is it relevant? Is it worth it? Wake up. That's our intent. Thank you for joining our show. You've listened to Barrington on Reality Radio 101. Today we went a little bit deep. I do want you to walk away knowing that you are perfect. If you take nothing away from today's show and you hear it, please take this with you. You are an entity on your own. You're connected to all that there is. However, your deliverance here is for a purpose. And just because it doesn't look like the guy making $100 million playing golf or whatever the situation may be doesn't necessarily mean that yours was less significant. You're too busy comparing yours to theirs. You could be the awesome mom or the awesome boss or the awesome father or just a good son that's teaching something to somebody in your path. And it definitely doesn't have to be rewarded by the mighty dollar because you choose where you are. You chose, you picked, you wanted this. I know you may not agree, but take a good look at the blessings that you're offering to others or the support that you may have given others or the infrastructure, that wheel on that vehicle needed the fourth. The vehicle needed all four for it to perform, to do its duty. Other than that, it's just a box you're sitting in and listening to music. But the point being that every role, a part of this stage show that we're playing, the Romeo and Juliet that's being performed across the whole world, you are a part of that. Are you the audience? Are you the electrician? Are you the writer? Are you the script guy? Are you the one that makes the sandwiches for the team? Are you the one that built the studio? Are you the one who's supposed to promote this information to the world? What role do you play? Are you just there to get the information, to verbally pass it on to others who couldn't have made it there or to make the something? What role are you playing? Because I assure you that when the curtains are drawn and the Montagues and the Capulets have their duel and they pull the curtain, everybody wakes up and go, okay, that's an amazing performance. Let's go do another. And they move on as friends. That's our spirit moving from the body when the curtain has been closed. Thank you very much for listening to the Barrington Show. Thank you for being a part of it. I was having a great time today. We will get together soon at the next meeting. Please don't forget that you are perfect. Be good. Be safe. Love each other. Love yourself. Bye.
Thank you for listening to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.